Rob, I guess just being out on the field, your main objective is to stop Peyton. But during the course of all these games, do you ever sit back and just think about the rivalry of Peyton and Tom? And, you know, I know the guys just care about playing each other, and they say it's the two teams. But from the player's standpoint, do you see that this is going to go down as one of the most historic sports rivalries?
Honestly, not really. You know, for me, I'm focused on myself to try and be the best player I can be. You know, again, two great football players with a lot of history. You respect the things that they've done, but you just try and focus your best on what you can do to play well, and that's where I'm at.
Rob, I think Devin was just saying that it's really important, or it really helps having Tom in practice, going up against him and not trying to outsmart yourself when you're going up against a quarterback like Peyton. The question, I guess, for you is, how important is it not, when you're out on the field Sunday, not to try and think too much but read and react?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much football. You know, just go out there, play fast, and, you know, the more you think, the overthinking things aren't going to help you as far as, you know, playing fast and being a good football player. So again, I think that we go against Tom, and he's one of those guys that, you know, very good at understanding what defense you're in. So, you know, Manning, obviously very smart, understands concepts. So you just have to do a great job defensively. And again, he's, you know, he's seen it all.
Okay, Rob.
Yep.
I asked Devin earlier about how key is it for run defense, especially playing against Kubiak's offense. You never know when he's going to pass, run. He could be run heavy at times. Just your thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, you have to stop the run, definitely. Very good football team. You got to respect every back that they have. They run hard. And again, I think you have to definitely have a mentality of stopping the run. That's just, you know, fundamentals of basic football are run the ball and defensively stop the run. So again, it's going to be a challenge. They're a good football team. They run those plays well, and you know, we just have to play well together up front.
Rob, we just learned about Darius Fleming's heroics, and Devin talked about it. What are your thoughts about what he did and how he brought it to the team after, quietly, I guess?
Yeah, no, again, I think it represents his character. You know, he's a great person, and I think that anyone in a situation where, you know, someone's life could be in danger, you have to act on it and not just watch. So I think, you know, he acted and did what he had to do, and, you know, it's definitely, you know, somebody that you want in a situation like that, kicking through windows and taking stitches. So yeah, definitely great what he did.
Rob, the quarterbacks continue to talk about how they don't play against each other and they're not really focused on the rivalry. So given that it's the defense versus the quarterback, how much fun will it be to play in Ninkovich Manning 7?
You know, again, he's very smart. Manning's, you know, obviously, like I said earlier, he's seen everything. So you understand the importance of how well I have to play. Really, that's what I said earlier. I focused on myself to try and be my best come Sunday. So really, that's watching as much tape as I can, giving myself an advantage on anything. You know, again, I think that at this time, like Devin said, you do everything you can to make sure you're as prepared as possible.
Rob, this team's had a lot of success on both sides of the ball, plugging new players in when guys get injured. Now Gerard's out. Can you talk about what helps this team do that and what you need to do to be successful replacing players who go down?
Well, you know, again, I think, you know, we do a great job starting back in OTAs and mini camp of everyone understanding fundamentals and concepts. And unfortunately, there's always going to be injuries 100% of the time every year. So you have no idea who it's going to be. So you just have to be prepared the best you can. And if you're a guy in a role that has to step up, then you have to step up. That's the mentality you have to have. So I think throughout the year, again, it's been unfortunate, some of the things that we've had to deal with, but that's just the nature of the game.
Rob, you're talking about the extra preparation you have to do for these games. How do you balance your personal family life with that when you know you have to put all this work in?
Well, you know, you do as much as you can here, obviously, while you're in the building. And then when you go home, instead of watching TV, you just watch, you know, some tape on your iPad. And, you know, really, you know, after the season's over, you know, I have time, you know. But right now it's all into what I can do to play well.
And everyone's cool with that?
Yeah, it's my job.
Just the motto you're wearing there? Adapt or die? I mean, it might fit into this idea of plugging in players, I suppose. You guys got it.
Hey, you got to adapt. It's the way it is. It's the way of the world. Thank you. Thank you.